Oh man.
Dude.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I know it's
Good
weird being on
morning.
Friday, but
Yeah.
it is
Well,
weird.
everything's off a day anyway because we spent Monday unloading so much stuff,
Dude, I'm
but not
still
nearly
recovering.
as much as we packed. So that's
Right.
always
I'm
the
still
good thing.
recovering, so
Yeah.
yeah, so we're gonna do a con debrief, I guess, for you guys. First,
Yes, you could say what a summary and a thank you all rolled into one show.
yeah, we'll call
You
it
know,
that.
because
We'll call it that. That's
yeah,
pretty much what we're rolling with here.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you everybody who came. Like
Yes.
that was awesome. We couldn't have done anything without you guys. So good morning. Good morning. Our friends
We
from
got people
Metaverse
up
are
in the
in the
morning.
chat already. So
Wow.
yeah, we had a blast. So firstly, that was our second highest attended show. We had 3,200 people through the door. A lot of kids, which was great. You know, we couldn't have done it without you guys, and it was awesome. We had a lot of great feedback from the vendors. A lot of the new guys. I'll be honest, the only real negative feedback we got from vendors were a lot of the newer vendors who just haven't quite figured out what to bring. But as vendors ourselves, we know that, you know, sometimes the right people don't walk through the door. You know, sometimes it takes a year or two to figure out what to actually bring to the show. We get it.
It
It's totally cool. It happens. Like, not
varies
everybody's
from
gonna be a
show to
vendor.
show. You can't
What's that?
bring the same thing to every show.
Correct. You
Like,
cannot
I mean,
bring.
you can, but you
Yeah.
might not get the results you want.
Right. You
And
can't do the same. You can't bring the same exact thing to every show because not everyone will buy everything every
yeah.
show. So, but sometimes it just works.
Yes.
You know it. You can bring the same style of things every show because then people understand it.
Yeah.
Like I'm down here in Altoona getting ready to do Sci-Fi Valley, and I always bring more value stuff. We'll call it bargain stuff because that's the clientele that's down here. Like it's
Yeah.
not the higher end stuff. Like I'm not gonna bring like $30,000 books to the show because you know that's just not feasible to sell at the show, right?
There might be that 5% of living in Altoona that may be able to afford such an item. Yeah.
Right.
So.
But for the most part, it's a lot of like dollar book guys. It's a lot of clearancy stuff. Because it's a lot of families
More
that,
pop
you know,
culture
that are,
based.
yeah, and it's a lot more pop culture based, which is great. And you know, but it took us a couple years to figure out what to bring here. And now everything works out, and I get to hang out with my friends. I'm actually in their house right now. And they're in the other room while I do this podcast. So
Yep.
they might be walking behind me or pop in as we do this.
Yeah, I think
That's great.
I saw Tim coming down the stairs before
Yeah.
we just started. So
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting. I was like, how funny would it be? Just someone just tumbles down the stairs behind you as we're talking. Just
Oh, don't give Tim
slips in a banana
ideas.
beer.
He will do
Let's not.
that. He definitely laughed at that. That would be something we would have
Tripped on a
acknowledged.
Lego.
It would have like if we can get him a cookie sheet, he will do that. He will. We used to slide down the steps in the house, the steps in the house on lids of trash cans and all kinds of stuff.
Jeez.
Don't do that, idiot.
Hey. I was gonna say, if anybody's able to fit mend on the quick end, there probably would be Adia.
Yeah, So,
Us old folks, when we break something, it takes a little bit longer to heal.
right.
Then.
One of the other really big positives we got was we got a lot of positives about the programming this year. I think that's one of the things that the last 2 years our panels have actually gotten a lot better in curating. Especially the Superman panel this year, like that really got a lot of attention. A lot of people went to that one. The beefcake cheesecake one that Sora and Allie did was great, and I can't wait to watch it because Brett recorded the whole thing, and I really want to see it because I didn't get to watch. I watched like 3 seconds of it because I had to say something to Jeremiah and interrupt it for a second, so I had to actually ask him out of the room. But I'm waiting to actually watch that, so I'm gonna watch that someday. But it was great. Everybody had a lot of fun. Some of the artists and stuff are coming back for next year. Speaking of next year, we do have our dates, so mark it down now. It's June 6th and 7th. We'll be back at the DLC. There it is. There's the poster. Boom. 10 years. Celebrating 10 years. I can't believe it's going to be 10 years. It's also the 40th anniversary of New Dimension Comics that year, in the same month. Same
Yep.
month. It's going to be a big
Well,
month for us next year.
we got to make it the best show ever then.
It's going
That
to be
that's
crazy.
the
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be one of our crowning achievements. So, and it'll be our 5th year downtown, which is also crazy. So I'm really
it's we got three anniversaries instead of just one anniversary this year, which was me and my wife's.
Right. For those of you who still want a shirt with Godzilla on it, the Godzilla art, we still have some left over. I have some down here in Altoona this weekend. They'll be kicked around to the stores. Most of them will be at the Pittsburgh Mills though. And I'll put that at the on the website and the social media. So if anyone wants any, you can just email the Mills and we'll figure out a way to mail it out to you. You can buy it and mail it out. All right, so now I have some shareable pictures and stuff of things that I got, and or either stuff that I personally got or some just photos of things of happenings throughout the weekend. So here's the first thing. This was an Ally Garza Harley Quinn Steeler Garza Girls cover. This was the metal version. So he had a metal version and a paper version. I had to pick up the paper ones for some guys in Elwood, and I was like, I'm gonna get the metal because it just looked so much cooler as a metal cover. Like, I don't know if you looked at these at all while you were at the show, but
I saw them. Yeah. I'm not much of the metal cover. Like I understand it looks cool, but it's just not one of my things in the collecting. But I can appreciate it, you know, as far as the way they look.
I mean, certain times I'm like, these are really cool. I really liked how this turned out, especially in the metal. I only own like 3 or 4 metal covers, and this one it turned out really well as a metal cover for me. But I just think it was cool. So, and then this is a sketch I got from Ally Garza, which was a Metal Man from Mega Man. Mega Man is like one of my all-time favorite games. In fact, I will probably be playing some of it with Tim here this weekend because that's just what we do. In fact,
You probably should just have
muted
it
on
at
his
the
TV right
table.
now is someone speed running it right now. One of the many Mega Man games. So,
Was gonna say you should probably just grab a TV and have it set there and attract more customers with, hey, if you buy something, we'll let you play Mega Man.
oh yeah, we never thought of that. Hey, be crazy. I really like this. It was really funny though because I handed it to him and I was like, "Yeah, I want Metal Man." And he was like, "Really? You want the red guy on the blue cover?" And I was like, "Well, I wasn't really expecting color." And he's like, "No, I'm gonna get you color." And I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I was expecting, inks, but not color." But I'm super pumped that he put color on it. But I think it turned out
It
great.
looks good, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. This is a Lockjaw from Trish. This was awesome because when I said, "Can you do Lockjaw?" she was super pumped because she had only ever drawn Lockjaw one other time. And I love that Lockjaw's eyes are kind of like rabiesh. So he's almost like possessed Lockjaw. But I just love Lockjaw because he's like, the biggest, cuddliest dog in the Marvel universe. And he's an inhuman, I wish I had him so I would never have to fly anywhere. I could just be like, hey, let's go here, and he would just take me there. So it's my fave.
Gets so much more done in the stores.
Right? I had a lot of really nice comments about this piece. A lot of people were while she was working on it, I guess a lot of people were like, oh man, that's great. Who's that for? And they were like, oh, it's for John. And they were like, oh man, that's great. But I love it. I think it's awesome. So, and he's
I
so
like
cute.
the red outline matches the cover, which I
Yeah.
appreciate. Yeah.
I think it's awesome. A buddy of mine who works for ESPN was like, dude, that's awesome. Because he and I, one year there was a giant Lockjaw. When the Inhumans TV show came out, there was a giant Lockjaw that, like life-size Lockjaw that they brought to ESPN for like a month, and then they took it to New York Comic Con, and I had taken my picture with it at New York Comic Con, and he's like, hey, I saw that at ESPN, and we both loved Lockjaw as a character, so it was really funny. And that's like when Pet Avengers was becoming a thing, and I really love it. So, and Trish and I both joked about how somebody needs to have a Mack truck and put the fork on the head of the dog on a Mack truck and just call their truck Lockjaw. So I'll just be awesome. This might be my favorite piece that I got this year. This is my commission from Greg Land. Like, holy damn, is this awesome, right? Like I almost want to say, like, if we have Greg back, this is the poster. Like, holy crap. Like it's just so good. Like, I love it. I love that he also used like classic outfit, but like modern wing style, which is awesome. And obviously Pittsburgh underneath there, with like
Gotta
the
find a good color list there to kind of maybe do the background.
or just have somebody just scan it and have somebody do colors on it. Like, that would just be so cool to have
Yeah.
somebody do that. So maybe I'll poke around and see if I can find somebody who wants to do that. Or hey, if you're a colorist and you're listening to this and you want to try your hand at doing that for me, just to have a colored version, just to try it out. I would not be mad about it. Or maybe I will just be very, very, maybe I'll try my own hand at it, because I have a couple programs that allow me to do that kind of stuff, and I'll try to color it myself, which will be really hilarious. Let's see how it goes. So, but I'm pretty excited about it. I think it looks awesome. So, this is a sketch from Robert Hack that took a year to come back. I dropped this off to him at 24, and I said to him basically, like, he is the only guy in that room that would get this pun and be able to draw it the way I want it. So this is a pun. So if you were not old enough to get this pun, I'm sorry. It is two things. So if you've not watched The Last Dragon, that's the show enough part. So that's the big black guy in the background. He's the bad guy in the movie Last Dragon. He is the like he's like a basically a bad like the bad like what would be like he's not like a sensei, he's more of a, I guess, a bad sensei it would be all right, like gang leader of, he's almost like the Shredder, right? But like his it's like a street gang of like street ninjas, right?
Yeah.
But they wear
Again, like
like,
the Shredder. You know,
yeah,
it was the Shredder before the Shredder
it's true,
existed.
yeah, but they wear like red, and they wear like tiger print and stuff,
Yeah.
and his whole shtick is like, who's the master? And they're like, Shonuff. Like, Shonuff. Like, they get real excited about it, right? And Doctor Who's villain, like longest running villain, is called the Master. So on the bottom left, you have the third incarnation of the Master, and then on the right, you have the second to last incarnation, which is Missy the Master. So I said, I don't care which version of the Master you put on here, but I think it would be funny to have this pun on here and have the Master be like, Shonuff, like as the joke, right? So that's why Shonuff's like, who's the Master? And they're like, Shonuff's the Master. And that's why the size in there. And I think it's really funny. And I think it worked out really well. And I'm super pumped and super happy. And he did like, he even put like a layer of like clear coat on it, so like the color won't come out. Like it's awesomely textured with like a paintbrush. Like this is really, really, really awesome. And I'm so excited. And I the fact that I had to wait for a year still made it fine, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to get that. You wait in anticipation of good art, and then when you get it, it's even better than what you would think in the back of your mind.
Part of me kind of forgot about it. Like I was like, oh yeah.
That's what I did with Maria Wolf with my Shadow Man because I totally forgot. And then when she was like, hey, I'll be in New York last year, and I was like, oh yeah, you still have my Shadow Man. And when, like I said, when she presented that to me, there was a crowd around her to begin with, and then there were dudes that are like, just in awe of her art, of course.
I just like and I now I'm thinking, oh yeah, I still have a piece from Geiger that I got to get back. So next year when we bring him back, I'll get that back. I have a Batman and Catwoman that he has a double piece he's doing for me, two separate books. Hopefully he remembered that. Now that he's selling edibles, I don't know that he'll remember. So we'll see. Onto random photos. So this
Oh,
is,
there you
hey,
go.
look, you're in the background.
There you go.
So this is a picture from my Mason Lodge booth. They took it from their perspective. This is actually Tim's KT droid. They posted as a droid came up to the booth, and I said, well, they have to join Eastern Star because like the kid, like that's a lady droid. And and it was great. But the booth actually, like, they were raffling off a Geoff Johns signed Red Coat book, and they raised $100 toward the charity, and it was great. It was great having them there. It was great that they sponsored the show. They had a lot of great questions. We ran into a lot of brothers there. I saw a lot of hat. They gave a lot of hats away, and there were a lot of guys wearing hats I saw. So that was a lot of fun. I guess there were a lot of people that were like, why are you here? And they were like, Batman's a Mason. And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, no, really, he is. So, but it was really great to share that. A couple of the guys that were working the booth that had never been to a con were like, this is awesome. We need to do this again. And I was like, yeah, you do. It's a lot of fun. And they're like, this is what you do all the time. And I'm like, yeah, this is how I spend at least
Well, we
10
only put
weekends a
on the
year.
show once a year, so but we go to other shows.
I
It's
was like,
not quite the same.
I was like, this is what I do 10 weekends a year minimum. And they're just like, that's awesome. So I'm like, when I miss a meeting, this is why. And they're like, totally worth it. So, here is me and Todd. And actually, oh, you're in this one too.
One too. There you go.
Holy cow, you're in a lot of these photos. This is the line right before we open the door. So this is like 9:45 a.m. on Saturday morning. So this is kind of cool. Todd and I wanted to get a picture together, and I think this is the only time we got our picture together the entire weekend because it's the only time we were both in the same spot.
Say the least, it was very, very
Yeah,
busy.
it was very, very busy.
And also take that internet troll who is like, oh, the hallway looks empty from the one picture that got someone took like
Well,
later that day.
no, someone said like, oh, I got there at 10 and there was no line. It's like, yeah, because we opened the door at 9:50. Like, so this whole line moved quick, and because we actually like use stanchions to split the lines up in front, so it's a lot more organized this year. So people, the line moved quicker, and people got through the line faster this year. There were also a lot more prepays this year than there were before, so people just came in, scanned their stuff, and came in. Like it moved way faster to get in.
And everybody that paid
There's a line
well at the
again.
door listened. No issues there.
Yeah, no issues. So this is kind of cool. Lots of line. Here is a picture from the my Star Trek ship that was there. I had a lot of people do this. And so we had the guy who wrote Trouble with Tribbles at the show as a guest. But I'm going to, and this is literally what I said to my ship after they posted the picture of him with the ship, which I didn't get to go to because I was writing travel checks, and I missed it, and I was kind of sad about that. But I said, so you would think that the agent of the guy would mention that in his application for this instead of just being like author, writer, screenwriter. Like, but he doesn't, like, you know, that's a kind of a key thing that you would want to put in there, right? But doesn't mention it. It's not on his website, nothing. Like, now doesn't even have the dude doesn't even have social media. And I'm just like, okay. So like when I was like, most of my interaction with that was seeing his agent's name, and then I just copy and pasted everything onto the website. Like, so I didn't even really pay attention to the guy's name. And I was like, oh crap. And then so if I would have known, I would have posted the hell out of that, because I'm, you know, being a Star Trek fan. But I thought it was cool. But a lot of people really loved it. I saw a lot of people taking their pictures with the transporter, a lot of people in the bridge again. If it would have been sunnier out, we actually were gonna have a solar telescope to do like actually look at the sun. But unfortunately, it was kind of shitty because it's Pittsburgh.
The weather was probably the worst part of the weekend,
Right.
and we knew it was going to be a long day when we had Friday in load-in and we had the geyser
Oh yeah.
in the dock
Yeah.
there, and people were
Yeah.
like, "What? What do you mean geyser?" I was like, "It was literally coming up through the sewer line and going."
Oh yeah. It was shooting up there pretty hard. It was crazy. It was like a 4 or 5 foot fall.
We were worried for those poor vendors with the comics. We're like,
Yeah.
it's like, well, I was like, I hope they either maneuver or they're already loaded in, which I think most of them were
I was just
moved
hoping
in.
nobody fell. That was my big
Yeah, that too. But that wouldn't have
um,
been mostly on us. That would have been on the David F.
well, no. No. That's covered under our liability insurance. That's why we have it. Yeah.
Even though it happens in the David O.
Yes, that's why we have to have insurance to do the event. Yes. So,
Well,
yep.
one would
That's
think that too,
nope. That's because it's our event. That's why. So,
but
yep. So, anyway, so this is a picture of Sora's booth. She's talking to a fan. I love that this dude has a like little kid's Spider-Man backpack.
backpack, yeah.
That's like my favorite part. But yeah, I just thought it was a really nice picture. Some of these pictures were done by Casey. She's our staff photographer. A lot of these pictures came from Saturday, mostly because I didn't pull any of the Sunday ones up yet. That's Salatoro. He worked on some Ninja Turtles books back in the day. He's known as the Comic Sensei. He'll be back next year as well. He does some great art as well. He's from Buffalo. He does karate. Here's some more photos of people shopping. That's Greg Land's wife, Trish. So people are
Yeah, such a
Greg
nice
Land.
lady.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, they're so nice.
They're good people. They
I
were they said they were having the greatest time when I talked to them. They said
yeah.
they're like, because it's been, they said it was been, it's been a few years since they've been up here in Pittsburgh, but they're like,
Well,
they
they
were
told me they've never been in downtown ever. They've only ever been to
okay.
Monroe. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. So like they were loving the fact that they were in downtown. Like they were like, this is so beautiful, blah, blah. I'm like, right? Like people don't realize how beautiful downtown Pittsburgh is. And like I was like, if the weather would have been cooperating, ooh, if I can speak, cooperating a little more, like it's even nicer because you can walk all the way down to the point. You can look into the baseball field. You can look into the, into Heinz Field. I mean, actually, whatever. You can like walk over to the Warhol Museum. You can do all kinds of stuff. Like there's so much stuff to do down there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. So, and a lot of people from out of town love it. They just love it. So.
It's they don't expect it because, you know, the Pittsburgh still has a reputation of being a steel town, steel
Yeah,
city,
like
you
they're just
know.
expecting factories everywhere.
Yeah, well, or at least like what's left of them,
Yeah,
because
or dirty.
obviously,
They
yeah.
expect it to be like they think more like what people consider stereotypical Detroit, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it's actually very
no,
beautiful up there.
we're. I tell people all the time, I was like, there's more art in Pittsburgh than most, I want to say, second tier cities in
Yeah.
states. You know, it's major cities, yeah, where Pittsburgh can't compare to New York and Philly and Boston and. Every
I
like all the
disagree with
major
you.
cities
I
art-wise.
disagree with you 100% because I remind people all the time when they come here and they're like, man, it really looks like old New York and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, that's because you have to remember Andrew Carnegie built both of those cities. Like
Yeah.
US Steel built both of those cities. So that's why they look like that. Except we haven't ripped down a bunch of those buildings and built new stuff. We have kept a lot of those buildings up and we've actually repaired them and kept them up. So, especially downtown. Downtown is still a lot like that. Uptown, Oakland sucks. No one wants to be in Oakland. Like people who live here don't want to be in Oakland, but that's where all the hospitals are and all the colleges are. But downtown is filled with culture and art and it's beautiful and it's a lot of parks and stuff like that and people just don't they don't understand it. So, but anyway, like continuing on, here's some more people shopping. This is I don't remember whose booth this is, but this was kind of cool with a lot of little vinyl stickers and some paintings.
Oh, those paintings were, he used like gold, like flaky paint. Like
Yeah.
the paint was very gold and flaky. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I haven't seen that in a long time where they used a flake.
Yeah, I think this is the guy. This isn't hold on. Actually, I can tell you who this is. Crap. Hold on. Let me just go to the website because it's still up there. Give me a second to find it, guys. One second. Because I can tell you who it is by where they're located.
Which we didn't have any issues with that for the most part. Well, we had one issue with
Yeah,
that.
but it happens. Like
Yeah,
that's okay.
there will always be like someone
Oops.
ends up slightly messed up, but we fixed it. We took
That
care
would
of it.
I'm pretty sure this is Vincent Dunn.
Okay.
Because, oops, and because I don't think, or no, sorry, yeah, because I don't think that it is John Rupel's stuff. It might be John Rupel's stuff, but I think it's the other guy. I think it's Vincent Dunn's stuff, because John Rupel's stuff. It was like I was right beside it, I think. I think he's in between. I think this is the next guy down, because I can tell it's on the wall. Like, I'm pretty sure that that's Unknown Comics are on the left in the background. So, anyway, let's continue. Here's Deadpool using one of his pouches, many, many pouches for money, shopping some stuff, buying what looks like some independent books, which is great. So. Dave Wactor and his Ninja Turtle cover in the back, or Ninja Turtle art in the back. Got some Splinter and some Foot Clan guys talking to somebody with a Sheetz cup, or one of our sponsors. Which they loved it, dude. They told me like it was exactly what they were looking for. They had a blast. It's awesome. Dave's book Uncanny Valley down here was really well done. If you guys haven't checked that out, you should definitely check that out too. But this was a really good deal. And then Andrew Pepboy was beside him. He's the guy in the back there on the right, with looks like he's still unpacking some stuff maybe. Here is Wayne Foucher selling some, or talking to a couple people. Some people buying some stuff from Wayne. Wayne had done the inking on the Godzilla art, by the way. Pat and Shelley Block, somebody talking to Pat. They worked on like Disney, like Donald Duck stuff back in the day. They still work on some stuff too. So here's a guy talking to Ron Frenz.
This guy almost looks like Todd with a backwards hat on.
No. I think I've met that guy, but I can't remember his name. So, this is a vendor, like that's a comic vendor, and he's talking to Koa Beam. And Koa
That
doesn't
was the
read.
only thing that I purchased was Koa had a Weapon X in a frame print
Yeah.
or art, and I snagged that before the end
Nice.
of the show.
That's awesome. Here's just some people looking through somebody's art. I cannot tell whose art that is offhand, though. I can tell you it's somebody in the last row, though, because that's Jim Rugg's booth in the background. So it's kind of cool. More Greg Land with JJL in the background. It's my buddy Roger buying some stuff from Greg Land. Back another shot of the line. So many people, man. So many people. More people selling stuff. More Greg Land. More JJL. Look at all those graded books back there that they were selling. Like,
They
not only.
JJL always puts out like some bangers there on their wall
Yeah.
there.
The nice part was like it wasn't all just like super high-end graded books either. Like there were some like
No.
threes and fours in there too. And like they had some really great pricing on a lot of stuff. But they were also our CGC facilitator. So if you are if you were looking for stuff to get graded, that's where you went, and we put them right beside Greg, so like it was easy to just go boom, there it is. And then here I am getting ready to load in, pointing at the big photo every year, like the digital sign every year that we do that. I just love that that got up there every year, and that's the last one I got. But yeah, other than that, like I said, the panels were great. I didn't have any major complaints. Like there was some people still didn't know where the green room was, even though we told everyone when they came in where the green room was and that there was coffee and
It's been, we've had that set up for the last couple of years. The green room's been the same room. It's
Oh
like
yeah.
we haven't changed
Yep.
it.
I mean, I even sent out an email the week before that said, "Hey, we're having a Keurig this year in the green room. So if you want something besides coffee, bring your own pods." And people still didn't see it. They didn't
Still.
read it.
Yeah.
So we have some things to do next year, like about 3 weeks out. We're gonna, but a month to 3 weeks out, we're gonna make some phone calls to everybody. Literally call them and go, "Hey, this is what you bought. This is where we're at. This is what we're doing, just so you know. Do
This is New Dimensions here to
you
remind
need
you.
anything else? This is
Oh, just have me or Scott like once a month call them and be like, this is your monthly reminder, the Three Rivers Comic Con 2026. These are what's going on. This is what's going on.
Oh
These are
no,
the terms.
there's gonna be like a 2 day stretch where like the three of us plus like maybe one or two other people are going to sit down and we're going to like sit in a room. We're just gonna phone call, like we're gonna just call center it. It's gonna be hilarious. We're
Oh,
just gonna call
that old
everybody and be
school
like, "Okay, so
telephone.
you've purchased this. Do you need an extra table? Do you need an extra chair? By the way, there's gonna be a green room. By the way, there's gonna be a Keurig, blah, 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 blah." It's gonna be a lot of fun.
That was the one thing that I had the most issue with on the floor was people stealing other people's chairs.
Yeah, that
That's
we're addressing that, but anyway.
yeah. That
Yeah, it
and
was a
half
lot of fun,
the
guys. But honestly, it was a lot of fun. Thank you everybody that came out. And I
No,
saw
in general,
people
spirits were high,
all the way back from my hometown come down. Like my old band director from high school was there with his nieces. I saw some other guys from up that way. I saw some guys from Erie that I know. I saw guys from Detroit. I met a British guy was there. Like a guy from Britain
that's good.
was there.
We're reaching all the way out to the UK. That's
Yeah.
not something to scoff about.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some guys. We pulled from a lot of places. It was a lot of fun. But thank you everybody that came out.
I think the word is spreading faster and faster about us. It only took 10 years, but we're finally
Well,
kind of.
the thing you got to remember is every time we changed the venue, it was like restarting, right? So it's while we're going into our 10th year next year, it's actually like we're going into our 5th year again because, we had to change venue again. But it's a good time. So, but thanks everybody who came out. We appreciate it. Thanks to all the vendors, the artists, the creators, the staff. Like we couldn't have done it without all of you guys. Thanks to the hotel, thanks to the DLC guys, thanks to Sheets, thanks to the CLO, thanks to all the other sponsors. It was a lot of fun and can't wait to do it all over again. And give me like about 4 weeks and then we'll start again.
That is the truth. It's I'm gonna thank all the red shirts
Absolutely.
myself, especially the new guys on the floor that have never done the show before. They picked it up like champs.
Yep.
So, no complaints there. I want to thank you and everybody else on the staff for, me and my wife celebrated our 10th anniversary. And it was really nice that even though it was my 10th anniversary and I had to be there, my wife was very understanding and she worked with us. And you guys surprised us with cupcakes
I was gonna
for
say, you're only okay
anniversary.
with it because we bought you cupcakes, so it's fine.
it was fun. It's, you feel bad because, when you work, you tend to miss things like that. But, we're grateful that you guys remembered, and at least it was a fun way to spend
Yeah.
our anniversary without, causing issues or causing strife. And,
Yeah.
it was a good time.
Same.
Thanks to Sora, Howard Bender, and Craig,
Bowman.
Bowman, yeah. And we had all three of them work on, we had a wedding book from the first day we got married. I did not bring it with me because I am here at the mills. And if I would have brought it, I probably would have lost it somewhere because this back room is a mess. And that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple months here is reorganizing this entire back.
No,
So,
you're fine. It's not that.
I gotta make room for all the new graphic novels, the
That
extra graphic novels.
it's fine. So, all
Yeah.
right, cool. Well, all right, well, I am going to go to Perkins and get some breakfast. So,
Oh, there you go.
yeah.
No Waffle
Yeah.
House with
Exactly.
Perkins.
Right. So, cool. Thanks again, everybody, for coming out to the show. Thanks for everybody that helped out and was part of it. I'm going to be drafting and sending out the thank you email to all the vendors and everything this weekend, mostly because I now have a little bit of time while I'm sitting at the booth. But I just wanted to say thanks again to everybody. And if you're in Altoona this weekend, come by the booth, say hi. I'll be here. And if you're at Heroes Con next weekend, I will be walking around, hanging out down in Charlotte, be hanging out with the guys at with the Comicsburg guys, and just kind of bumming around. So if you're happen to be down there, I'll be down hanging out, and yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. So thanks again, guys, and remember, if you're going to buy comics, or remember, buy comics, support your local comic shop, and if it's from us, that's even cooler. But we do want you to support everybody, keep the lights on, keep people fed, keep people employed, because our industry is very low margin, and it's rough, but we want to keep that going so that everybody is continually having that cool escape that we keep having. And we already have some cool stuff planned for next year's show, some cool ideas. So we will talk to you about that next later or later in the year, I guess. But cool. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch you later.
See you guys.